You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. Yes, he is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So how do I act like it's so? So ask the next time you're believing for something, ask the Holy Spirit, how should you act? How do I act like that's so? And grab it. Start acting like it. And it's real, guys. Okay? All right, now let's talk about hope. Anybody got any questions on that? Because everybody's believing for something, right? Okay. So then just ask them, what would that look like? How can I start now? We talked about when we stop thinking, talking, and living in hope, we enter into hopelessness. And we talked about all the spirits that are associated with that. You can't think hope and enter into hopelessness. Can't do it. We talked about fortune telling. All or nothing, that's what we probably look at tonight. and disqualifying the positive. You'll be amazed at that one. But these three are the ones that I see the most consistent with hopelessness. The Holy Spirit shared with me about how we really are still at fortune telling, that people haven't grabbed that and understand it. You acknowledge that, Nicole? Okay. So for those who feel comfortable giving me a real scenario, and then we're going to talk through the questions of that. Remember, you don't have to have all the questions, but you got to ask at least one. Because see, write this down. Questions change perspective. If you don't ask the question, the perspective won't change. Questions change perspective. What do you think, Chris?
I was just thinking of different scenarios where I might have been fortune telling.
Okay, all right. You want to do one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Cheryl, you don't have to worry about, or Teresa, you don't have to worry about switching it up. I made notes myself. So you're still at all or nothing thinking. But the Holy Spirit is saying, go back and let's look at some real scenarios about all or nothing thinking. Okay? Okay. I'm sorry, fortune telling.
Okay, so when I'm driving, sometimes when I see the people in front of me, I like try to predict what they're going to do based off of like how I feel about the vehicle.
Okay, all right.
Like sometimes I'll thinking, okay, so I know they're not going to use a signal light. Oh, they didn't. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Or sometimes it will be, oh, I know they're going to turn here, and hey, they did. Okay. Cool. Okay. So it can be positive and negative.
Okay,
so.
All right. Okay. Do you have a challenge with that, or you just see that as driving defensively?
I never thought about it as defensively.
Okay.
I just thought of it as like a fun little thing to do.
Okay, it's a fun little thing to do. Okay,
yeah.
So you okay, all right. Okay, who else? He says fun, so he good, right? Okay. Thank you, Chris.
Several weeks ago, I shared with you guys I had an allergic reaction.
Okay.
And I found out today it wasn't an allergic reaction. It was a reaction to stress.
Oh.
I thought I was allergic to beans.
Okay.
And come to find out, when your body is already in a stressful state, some foods just trigger and make it worse.
Okay. All right. And how did you find that out, Nicole?
A video?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Appreciate you. Okay. So we're dealing with stress. Okay. So the question is, what are you stressed about? You can give it back to. What are you stressed about?
Yeah. So it was a lot about finances.
Okay.
Because it's like the guaranteed check pattern is no longer there. Well, okay. I shouldn't say that, but
just talk real.
The income comes
and
from.
And you guys
place.
Listening, because you're going to help her out. Okay.
So transitioning from being an employee to being a business owner for me was stressful.
Okay, all right.
Because it wasn't on my time. Like, I thought I need a couple more months before I'm ready to just fully fly.
Okay, all right.
But the situation didn't happen like that.
Okay, all right. And so what are you telling yourself about that situation? Because she can't feel stressed without what?
Think it's stressful thoughts.
Okay. All right. So what are you telling yourself about? Or do you want us to tell you? Y'all want to tell?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'd be better.
Y'all want to tell? What's she thinking about? I knew you were going to. She put a pin down and said, I got something for this. Okay.
The first question is, how am I going to pay my bills?
Okay.
Or, you know, whatever you need the money for. Put gas in the car. Okay. How are you going to get back and forth?
Okay. All right. Michelle?
How can I trust that they're going to pay me on time?
Ooh. Okay. All right. Well, isn't that an agreement? Oh, you did? Oh, okay, okay. All right. I got two back here.
I never had a steady income, so it's kind of scary.
Okay. You've always had a steady income? Okay, all right. Ed? Okay.
Did I move too soon?
Okay. Did I move too soon?
Did I move too soon?
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Got one in the back. And guys, you can pull out your notes on fortune telling. Okay.
It should be easier than this. I didn't know it would be this hard.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. I got two more.
Did I miss God? Because. Ooh. Obviously, he's not in this because it's not as easy as I thought it should be.
Okay, okay. If it were God, it'd be easy, huh?
That was definitely one. And the other one was, what if this doesn't work?
Okay.
You know, I'm stepping out on faith, but that doesn't mean Peter fell in the water. That don't mean I'm not going to fall in the water.
All right, that's good. Anybody else? All right, so let's put all our questions. So the ones that I gave you was, what is the possibility of this occurring? Okay. What facts do I have to support this thought? So I'm going to give them to you fast. What is the worst that could happen? Could I survive the worst if it happened? Where is God in this? What does his word say about this? You don't want me to repeat again? What is the possibility of this occurring? And you've been doing this for how long, Nicole? 2.5 years, okay? Okay. And based off the stories, based off the testimonies that I've heard, you're minding your own business one day, and you're going into a computer and trying to find information about somebody, and then somebody texts you and or emails you and say they want your business. Do you remember that one? Do y'all remember that one? Okay. Faith, thank you. Thank you, Faith. Thank you. I listen to what you all share, okay? Okay, all right, that's all right. We just gonna remind you, okay? You thought that you had to get insurance, and so you preparing yourself for that, and then you go to find out, you call or you inquire about it, and they say you don't need that. So that automatically is a burden off, okay? All right, so I'm just looking for what is the possibility of this occurring? You've been doing it for 2.5 years. You had staff that quit at different times, but you've always replaced them. Okay, all right, okay. So y'all help me see where this hadn't worked. Okay? So I'm just looking for evidence to show.
Didn't you get a big offer or something like that recently that you gave a testimony on? Yeah.
And that was university or?
Yeah.
Give it a mic so she can say it loud.
University of Richmond.
Okay, that's big, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So what is the possibility of this occurring? So have we found any evidence yet? Okay, all right. What else?
I just want to add, I remember when Nicole was talking about people had left, it was almost like God doubled the amount of people that left and gave her new employees.
Okay, is that accurate? Give it a mic so she can hear, sir. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so if we ask just those questions, just that one question, what is the possibility of this occurring? Okay. So write this down, guys. The difference between the fear of success and fear of failure. Fear of success says I can't keep it. Fear of failure says it won't happen. So which one do you think that her challenges were? Fear of success. I got it. And that's what happened to these rock stars or stars, you know, like Michael Jackson has the best album in the world, and then all of a sudden he has to anticipate what's going to happen the next time he brings the album out. You follow me? So we looked at what facts does she have to support this thought, and we pretty much shot that. Y'all need me to repeat that? Okay. So fear of success is the fear that I can't keep the success that I get. Fear of failure says that I can't be successful. So I'm not even going to try because I know it's not going to work. Fear of success says I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to go for it, but I'm scared that something is going to happen. What happens if I get 5 contracts and only have 5 people? You follow me? And to be honest with you, that's what a lot of people operate from, fear of success. What happens if this works? Can I maintain it? What is the worst thing that can happen? We know that she's already processing that one, okay? And then don't ask that one without, could I survive the worst if it happened? We got a young man in the back of Sam booth that we heard as a little boy, and he survived. The worst thing that could happen was his dad passed. And not only that, but then his brother passed weeks after. And he's at a different place. The grieving process did not stick. He was free. So Nicole has a lot of contacts. She has a lot of degrees, okay? She has been in the mental health field before, and that could be a backup if she chose it to be. So I'm just looking at all the scenarios. You follow me? Yeah, y'all going to help me out with this? Okay, because it might be your turn next. So where is God in this? Let's ask her. Where is God in this? Who said that? Okay, what do you mean? All over.
I said all over it because with every challenge that she has faced, God has proven I'm right here. I'm there. I'm coming through. I'm showing you the promise of my word.
And how has he done that?
In the situation with her questioning about the insurance.
Okay.
And I believe the Holy Spirit probably said, why don't you hold up on this?
Okay.
And she found out the next day, you don't need the insurance. Okay. You're covered.
Okay. All right. So how did you find out about the University of Richmond?
Thank you. They found me.
Oh! Let's see. Where is this at here? Let's see. So you didn't go looking for them?
No.
They found you?
Yeah.
All the people that has a cleaning business. So where is God in Glean, Alston, University of Richmond, to call on her? Okay, I'm just talking out loud. Y'all don't mind. Faith, is that okay? Me talk out loud? Okay. What does his word say about this? Did I give you favor? I gave you provision. I'll make the crooked places straight. What else? Y'all throw some scriptures at us. Yes, ma'am.
I know the plans I have for you.
Okay.
Plans to prosper you and bless you.
Okay. All right. What else? Thank you, sure. And one in the back.
I'm a paraphrase. I'm not quite sure exactly how it goes, but it said first the seed, first then the corn, then the full harvest.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, brother.
Something about the open the window. And I'll pour you out a blessing.
Come on, man.
Okay.
So. You think the window open?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Madam?
I will withhold no good thing from those who walk uprightly through Christ Jesus.
Everybody good?
I'll bless the work of your hands.
Oh. Everybody good? Okay. Who wants to go next? Now, we went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We went through 6 questions. You don't need 6. All you need is 1. Okay? But you got to do it. You got to open your mouth. You got to say something. When the thought comes. See, guys, if you can understand, I know I've talked about this before. So a stronghold starts with a thought. So you can't see through that right there. Okay? But what happens is, over time, you have a little opening. So when the thought comes and you don't replace it, then it's going this way, but it's going to the negative. You follow me? So it gets bigger and bigger. And so whenever I attempt to do something, you're going to go to the stronghold, which is the negative. Unless you replace the thought, then you can build that to be a positive. So when you don't replace a thought and you keep it, that gets bigger. So that's why we need to replace our thinking, because if we don't, it's going to get bigger. And then other stuff will fit in it. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Okay. All right, who else? We got, you can go ahead.
I don't know how to articulate this, but I was feeling the worry. I don't know that the thoughts were coming so clear that I was like, oh, I'm worried about finance. It was just an ongoing, feeling.
Okay. But you felt the shift.
Yeah.
Okay. When you feel the shift, you ask, what just happened? Everybody got it? Remember I poured salt in you guys' hand? Did I put a salt in everybody's hand or just a few people? Okay. I poured it in whose hand? My hand. Okay. All right. So I felt what it was like. You know when a shift takes place. You do. You know when a shift takes place. So just ask, what just happened? The question will lead you to the answer. Because see, if it doesn't, then the Holy Spirit said he'll take the things of God and show it to us. then God can't judge us for anything that we think. Because if the Holy Spirit didn't show it to us, which he always on his job, we can bypass what he's saying. But he shows us everything that he needs to show us to be victorious. Follow me? So if something happens, we need to ask, what just happened? What just shifted? Okay? All right? Everybody got it? Anybody else want to go do one for fortune teller?
My mom being sick.
Okay, all right. And so what do you see for the future? How are you anticipating the future in fortune telling?
My initial thought when they gave me a diagnosis of congestive heart failure was like, this is it. This is the end. Okay. Oh, no. You know, I don't want to lose my mom.
Okay, all right.
And, of course, I wanted to stop that.
Okay.
You know, Holy Spirit helped me.
Okay.
I've asked people to pray for her.
Okay.
You know, she's on the prayer list here. She's okay. on the prayer list at my cousin's church, at my friend's okay. church. So to stop fear from taking over, it's okay. just like, you know, Jesus is Lord.
Okay.
And Jesus is the healer.
Okay.
So, I mean, but I still kept having a lot of stuff come up. What okay. if this is really the end?
Gotcha, okay.
And God told me, you know, but you still have a father in heaven.
Okay, all right.
So I'm like, okay, but I don't have no mother on earth.
Okay.
I won't have, okay. you know. And so there's still, the thoughts still try to creep in. I think the day after they gave me the diagnosis, I woke up in terror.
Okay.
Because I had this dream that it was over, you okay. know, that she was dead, gone, and whatever. And I think I was texting Maddie that morning.
Okay.
And I was like, please pray for my peace.
Okay.
You know, I mean, only God can do what God can do as far as my mom is concerned. But I need to stay focused on God.
Okay.
So, it's been a challenge, and my initial thought was.
So, can I ask you a question?
Yes, yes.
So, have you seen her in the grave or in the coffin?
No.
You haven't seen her in the grave or the coffin?
No.
Okay, all right. So, where have you seen her when you say this is it, it's over?
Oh, in my dream. I don't remember exactly what
okay.
happened in the dream.
Okay, all right.
It might have been, I don't know. I think okay. it was just the enemy trying to torment me.
Okay.
You know, showing me, like, desolate pictures.
Okay. And what did you see? Just give me one desolate picture.
Like, tombstones.
Okay. All right. So you hadn't seen it in the grave, but you seen the tombstone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what is the possibility of this occurring? And let's be real. We're going to talk for you.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So based off what she shared with us, what is the possibility of this occurring? Pretty strong. Okay, and why you say it? You gotta give up the mic, sister.
Well, just to be real, mother's up in age.
Okay, all right.
How did she take care of her body during her youthful years? So the possibility that she may have damaged parts of her body during those years, it's pretty high.
Okay, all right.
But she saved, yes? Okay.
Okay, okay. All right. Could Cheryl survive this? How do we know? Huh? Okay.
Well, it's going to take a moment, but okay. she's not going to climb into the coffin with her.
Okay, okay, all right. Okay. Had anyone ever passed in your family?
That close? Yes, my dad.
Your dad passed? Okay. And did you survive that?
Yes, okay. And pretty much by what Faith just said, I didn't climb into the coffin with
okay.
him. And if I can just share this for 1 second.
Okay.
About 3 weeks before he passed, God spoke to me. And it wasn't audible, but okay. in my heart, I had the strongest impression of him saying, what are you going to do if your father passes?
Okay.
And the question just took me by surprise. Initially, okay. I was like, what okay. kind of question is that? You know?
Okay.
And he kept asking me. He asked me at least 3 times, what are you going to do when your father passes? And I was like, I don't know. I don't okay. know what I'm going to do. Why would you ask me that?
Okay.
He was like, what are you going to do if your father passes? And my first response was, well, I don't know. I'm not going to die with him.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep on living. And
okay.
and then he said, that's what I wanted to hear.
Okay. So he kept asking you, until you answered him. Don't get me started, y'all. Nothing against you, but God shouldn't have to ask us again. You know, like I ran for 25 years. God had to ask me every year, okay? So I learned from that. So Cheryl, would you mind if we added one more question to you? The question that I want to ask is, the question that you want to ask is, and this is deep. So, Father, I want my mother to stay here. That's the selfish part of me. But what all is my mom going through with care, with falling, with temperatures, with coughing? I want rest for her. Can you help me accept that rest for my mother? That's deep. Yeah. I mean, you know, people get up and be upset with the pastor behind that, but what, you know, we don't want to see our people, I mean, reality is we don't want to see people suffer, especially those that are close to us. And you know she's going through some stuff. Yeah. You follow me? So that's a question that I would ask with fortune telling. Holy Spirit, help me to release my mom because I know she's going through some stuff. Okay? I don't see no pen moving. Anyway, all right, y'all got that one? Y'all got that? All right, I got time to go to another place. So you all got the questions. But the way, just think about a brick wall. The Holy Spirit has showed us perspective first, and now he's showing us hope against hopelessness. So you take perspective, you can ask a question and get an answer. Now he's showing those three stages right there. So we just went over two based off time, but you got your own. Say everybody's dealing with something. So talk your way through it. All right, so we're going to look at all or nothing. Thank you, Teresa. You can bring in with this one. And we can go to the question part of it. So we said that, we'll go ahead. Sees everything in black and white. You can go back one. Sees everything in black and white, no gray areas, good, bad, right or wrong. Y'all understood that, right? Next. Oh, I'm sorry. I supposed to be doing that. Magnifies the importance of mistakes and imperfections. So you already know where you're going to go. You're going to go negative on it, okay? All right? Because if you do something good, you're going to say something about, like I shared with you all last week about Jazz, she would come home and say, well, I did this, 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 and this, and it were all the stuff that she didn't do well. And we encourage law of confession is, now give me three things that tops that. Give me three positive things for the three negative things you see. If your performance falls short of perfection, you see yourself as a total failure. Remember, right, wrong, good, bad. This is where it takes us, anxiety and depression. So these are the questions. Healthy people look expectums of variations and expectations, okay? You can only do that through self-talk. So this number one, we hadn't gone over this. How important will this be in 1 month, in 1 year, or 1 year? We laugh, but Chris.
The things that I've may have had a little bit of all or nothing thinking in, it's not going to be important in 1 month.
Okay, 1 month. Okay. But guys, you can't think it. You got to say it. How important will this be in 1 month? So when you standing up here and you supposed to do transition, or you supposed to, you know, Rosalind always does my cup for communion. She opens up the little cup. So how important is it that I couldn't open up the cup the first time? Y'all so busy trying to open up your own cup. And then she just took a liking to opening up the cup. So what happened was I just look at it, and I'm like, okay, there it is. You follow me? But how important is it going to be for the next communion? You not even think about it until I brought it up. You follow me? So what mistakes have you made that it's not going to be important in a month? Much less a year. But unless you ask yourself the question, the answer won't pop up. Y'all need to read this one out loud together. Can I separate my self-worth from my performance? Can I? Okay, why you have a problem? So let's take your stuff. You mind if we take your all or none thinking?
Sure.
Give us a scenario. Y'all listening, right?
Okay, so.
Cozy, I'm glad it's somebody else.
Let's go to work.
Okay, all right, we at work. Y'all at work? While you at work? Okay.
We put out this publication.
Okay.
And it has been through like six different people.
Six people.
And everybody's looked at it, and everybody's okayed it. And it goes to print, and on the front page, in really large letters, I spell construction, construction.
Okay, all right.
Now I'm feeling some kind of way,
because
I feel like the whole company now knows that I can't spell.
Okay, all right.
And it makes me feel like I'm bad at my job.
Okay.
But I'm good at my job.
Okay.
But it makes me feel like I'm bad at my job because not only is this a mistake, but it's a very visible mistake.
Visible.
This is not the kind of mistake I can pull back and fix and put it back out there.
Okay.
It's out there.
Okay. All right. So how many people said something about it?
Here's the thing. To me, only three.
Oh.
But I don't know how many people talking about it without talking to me about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so did we jump fortune telling?
Yes,
okay,
we did.
Okay, so we mixed the two? We did like this? We like, okay. That's not enough. Okay, so we mixed it, okay? All right.
A conundrum, yeah.
And how long ago was this?
It was January.
And do you produce one per month or one per
quarter? No, one a quarter.
One a quarter?
And it's not necessarily me. So I basically do one a year.
Oh.
Now.
So will she remember it in a year? Or she could? Okay. So would it be to her advantage? No. Why not? Y'all talk to me. You got boom, boom, boom.
That would put extra pressure on her to think about it the next time it's her time to do it comes up. But yeah, I had a question.
Okay.
So, Michelle, if six other people or at least five other people checked it, how come you were the only one that felt bad about it, or was it like directly related to you? Why didn't anybody else catch that?
You can pass it, Mike.
Okay, so let me get real.
Please.
I happen to be unique in my company.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Okay.
So when things blow back on me, it feels like it comes with more force than on others, perhaps.
Okay.
I feel like I have to perform.
Okay.
Just because of who I am.
Okay. But have you always been performing?
Well, yeah, I'm awesome.
I mean it's the company. Okay. I'm just asking questions.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get past my all or nothing thinking.
Yeah.
We got one back here. No, you were next.
I think it may help her next year if she remembers, because she'll do spell check or be like, oh, I won't make this mistake, and then she'll have like an extra great one next year I think.
All right. Okay, all right. So use it to your advantage? Should she think about it the whole year or just wait until?
I'm not saying just dwell on it the whole year, but next time when it's time, she'll be like, oh, I'm not going to do that again.
Okay, all right.
I think because Michelle is a stellar performer, the other folks that that it came to, because they're so used to her stellar performance, they probably didn't feel a need to even look at it in great detail.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she is a stellar performer.
Okay. All right, so give her the mic, and then they come back to you. They come back to you, Faith.
It didn't occur to me that sometimes, I mean, okay, it did.
No, just say what you just said.
It's like maybe they didn't pay attention to it the way I expected them to pay attention to it. Because I sent it to him. I was like, it went through all of y'all. How did y'all couldn't catch construction?
All right, back to Faith. Ed, I got you.
I don't think she should think about it all year, but it's going to be her motivator. Well, I'm different. It would motivate me the next year to do better.
Okay.
Not just for the performance, but because I want to put my best foot forward or put my best print forward. So next year, when it's her turn, she's going to check it, recheck it, and check it three times before she sends it.
Okay.
That's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
There you go. It.
Well, she's so good that they don't see her color. Okay. She does.
Okay. How you know that, Ed? Talk to me.
Because of the way she, over the few years I've seen her here,
uh-huh.
and the things that have happened with her,
okay.
working down there, moving here,
okay.
position,
okay.
can do what I almost really what she really wants to do.
Uh-huh.
They never question. When she opens her mouth, she always gets what she asks for.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's a star.
Okay.
A superstar.
Okay. And put the butt in there. But you said it earlier.
But she thinks mm-hmm. because I look like I look,
uh-huh.
then I have to super perform.
Okay.
At the same time, that's good because, yes, you do want to be aware of who you are. But it's they've overlooked it and moved on already.
Okay. All right. Appreciate
that. She's a superstar.
Superstar. Not just good, but super.
Superstar.
All right. I got two back there in the booth.
I'll just say, well, you know, I made a mistake.
Okay.
You know, everybody make mistakes.
Okay.
And if anyone who was going to say something to her about it, who haven't said anything, okay. then I guess this is, you know, think it happens.
Okay. So they didn't take the newsletter away from her?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Got one there and then Teresa.
Here's what I think. You know, I've been hearing that Michelle is a stellar performer. And in the grand scheme of things, I think when they saw the mistake, it doesn't even compare to what the mistakes that they've already made.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Piggyback off of what Spencer said, I was going to say that they probably were thinking, wow, she is human.
Okay.
You know, because she is such a stellar performer and she
okay.
doesn't
okay.
routinely make mistakes. It's okay. like, okay. And here's the thing. I mean, that's easy, a keystroke.
Okay.
I mean, that can happen to anybody.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah. and she's good at what she does. She's already proven herself. They know it.
Okay.
So she's hard on herself. And okay. a lot of times we're our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Do a good job. She likes what she does.
Okay.
And she wants to do a good job. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. But okay. at the same time, it's okay. I mean, it's okay that it happened. It's because you are human.
Okay. Cheryl, need the mic. Cheryl, leaning over on the side. Go ahead, Cheryl. Say, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So let me ask you something. So what's in Michelle, where she's having a challenge hearing what we're saying? Okay. Can you receive it?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay. Are you going to take it? All right. Okay. So we just asked the question. And you guys gave the answer. Did you get the mic back?
Oh,
okay. Okay, all right. And we question you right out of that. See how important questions are?
But I have to do it to myself.
Uh-huh.
When I'm by myself.
Oh, you go ahead.
But I got to learn how to do it for myself when I'm by myself. When mm-hmm. I'm sitting at the desk and things happen, I got to learn how to question myself out of it.
Okay.
And not hold on to it. For months on end, and then bring it up at church.
Okay. So one of the biggest challenges that we face is that we ask God for what he considers the simple things, and when he gives it to us, then we feel like we don't deserve it. Because I like what you say, Ed, which we have shared that with her as well. They're not checking up on her. She has free reign. They don't care whether she does it at her home or whether she does it at the office. But because I don't feel like I deserve it, then I'm finding things wrong with my blessing. Y'all follow me? Am I lying on? Okay.
And they keep proving me wrong.
Uh-huh. And what do you mean?
My supervisor came down this week, right? So we had this meeting on Wednesday. She came down on Tuesday. She said, let's get together and talk. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay. That's fortune telling, right? Okay.
What we got to talk about now? So I'm getting all tight, having to go talk to her. Mm-hmm. When I get there, she's first, like, you know, ranting about something that's happening to her. Okay. She ain't even really concerned about what's happening okay. with me. She's telling me about her problems. And then she gives me an assignment that I wanted anyway.
Okay.
And then informs me that my bonus is coming.
Oh, oh. So you can get a bonus and misspell a word.
Oddly enough.
Corey, is that true? They hate you that much that construction word just stopped the bonus altogether.
So I have to get out of my own head.
Okay.
Because I talk myself into problems. Because just hearing the woman was coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we went fortune telling all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up. Okay. It's like, oh, you coming. Okay. Oh, we got to talk.
So, Shell, who else from Virginia Beach? That's where you were? Or Chesapeake?
I worked in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. Who else is in Richmond from the company?
Full-time, nobody.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Can we talk? Okay. What do you think, Corey? What do you think? Get Corey the mic. He's smiling back there.
Like the old folks say, the proof is in the pudding.
Proof is in the pudding. So she's the only one faith. But she misspelled a word. I got Wayne. Top Gun, what you think? You got your hand over your mouth. That means you holding on to something.
To me, it sounds like a great gig.
Okay, great gig.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's really supervising. She doesn't really have minimal supervision.
Okay.
And then the person who comes down to talk to her is ranting about other stuff.
Okay.
And she probably didn't even see the mistake.
So the supervisor even tell you when she coming? She asked you if you had time. Your supervisor asked you if you got time. Girl, like, dude, is there anything you want to share? Or are you good? Okay, all right. She asked you if you had time. Your supervisor asked you if you have time. So the question that inquiring minds want to know. Y'all ready for it? Faith, you ready? So when are you going to enjoy the freaking job?
Tomorrow when I don't care. Okay.
Okay? So I guess we could say, what is another perspective? Because hers was a little special. Where is God in this? He showed himself all over the place. So guys, I'm giving you the tools. And you have to use them. You have to say it out of your mouth. And, Holy Spirit just shared, Paul, make sure you go over this so that people can understand the clarity of it. All I got to do is have one. Yeah, I've told you guys over and over again, Philippians, think on those things that are true. I just go automatically to, is this life-giving? Is this virtuous? That's the only question I got to ask. Once I ask that question, if it's not life-giving, then I'm not going to think about it all year. I'm not going to think about it the next day. What's going to produce life for me? But I don't say that in my head. I say it out of my mouth. So what's life-giving? In the same way, you got to take it and you got to do these things. So we'll go over this on Sunday, all or nothing thinking. But this was an intimate group, and so I just wanted to. So you got to find your question. You can ask Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, which one of these? I know it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5 of them. And all you got to do is do one. Don't be over-spiritual. Y'all know what y'all are talking about. Well, if I ask all 5 of them, then I know I'll get the answer. Just ask one. Hey, just ask, do it now. Holy Spirit, out of these 5, when the pastor go over it on Sunday, since I'm going to be here, which one works for me, my personality, the way I think, and the anointing you placed on me? So it's going to jump off the page, okay? All right? It's going to look like it's moving. And your job is not to say, I don't like that one because it's moving. Your job is to say, okay, I got it. Amen? Any other questions? Everybody straight? Yeah, it's coming to rest. Everybody good? Top, you got anything for us? You got any questions? Yeah? Okay. How's your job going? Next Sunday? Okay, all right. On Sunday or next, what? Okay, give him the mic. I couldn't hear what he said.
You know, on the self-worth question.
Okay.
So
okay.
That's where I'm at right now.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, it's tithing offering time.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.